Hey, this is MuckDog from themoneygoround.com. It is Wednesday, May 9th, 2009. Hey, welcome to the audio boo. We're having a great Wednesday. It's a beautiful day here in Sacramento, and we'll talk a little bit about the market, the whipsawing market, back and forth. Talk a little bit about sell in May. And AT&T, Verizon, Cisco, Macy's, Priceline, the national debt. Well, hey, today was another day where the market gapped down, just like yesterday. It seems like just the past few days, right? And then the market recovered. But today was a little bit different in that it didn't quite rally into the close. It actually kind of wavered a little bit, right? Kind of turned south. And the Dow, I think, has its sixth straight decline. So what's the reason du jour? The Eurozone, also known as Greek political turmoil. So when the market first opened today, we had the news that the European zone was considering delaying the next Greek bailout payment. So Greece was supposed to receive about 130 billion euros on Thursday. But some countries, aka Finland, Germany, were balking at making the payments due because after the elections on Sunday, some of the Greek politicians were wanting to renegotiate the deal. So, you know, there's some getting some flack on that austerity measures, right? Nobody wants to cut spending. I think that's the big thing. But anyways, but late in the day today, what was probably partially responsible for the turnaround in our stock market was that Greece is going to get their money. So in other words, nothing resolved over in Greece. They'll continue to spend whatever we give them, right? So going on today in the slope of hope, there's a few things that are kind of interesting. First of all, I saw over at MarketWatch, there's a video up that I actually embedded in at the blog, themoneygoround.com. That says the sell in May market strategy, the seasonal market strategy where you sell in May and get back in the fall sometime, October, November, it doesn't really work in presidential election years. It said that stocks actually tend to rise from May through the election. And the fact that, heck, we've already had about, 5 years of correction or 5 weeks of a correction or sideways movement or whatever you want to call what we're in right now, you know, maybe the correction's already in and historically, maybe you want to be in. And I think I mentioned this on a past audio boo that I noticed reading the Stock Trader's Almanac the same thing that they said the market tends to have a correction a little bit earlier during election years, and then it kind of rallies into the summer into the election. So, anyways, that's just food for thought. And also at MarketWatch, Mark Colbert, he had a column up saying the same thing. Is that basically a market correction this summer like we've had the last 2 years is probably unlikely because, well, the market's already been on a decline going into May. So anyways, that was his thought. Here on the Slope of Hope, we also have Jamie Dimon. He basically said he's bullish on the U.S., saying that the U.S. economy has a royal straight flush. He was basically optimistic, saying that the U.S. has the world's strongest military, best businesses, most entrepreneurial workforce, and deepest capital markets. So, on the other hand, what did he say? He said, heck, things would be better if it weren't for the U.S. government policies. He says the problem with where the government's gone wrong so far is the debt ceiling crisis. We just keep raising it, right? The failure to adopt Sensenbowles, and what he calls the constant attack on business. In the past 2 years, the U.S. has added about 4 million private sector jobs, and he says, heck, it should have been 4 million, 8 million if it wasn't for government policies. So I guess some of that was also the wall of worry, right? The U.S. intervention. I mentioned Europe and also the austerity measures. And we also have France, right? The elected folks who want to have 75% taxes on the rich, right? I guess that's great as long as you're not rich. And if you're rich, I guess, I don't know, what do you do? Do something else? Anyways, those are some of the items going on in the motions in motion. So what happened today in the market in general? The Dow was down 97 points. It's at 12,835, 12,835. The Nasdaq was only down 11, 29,34, under 3,000 though, right? S&P 500, 1,354. It was down a little over 9 points today. 10-year bonds at 1.84. I hope you've refinanced your house. Gold continues its slide, down another $13.70 today. It's at 1,590. And oil down to, it also continues its slide, down to $96.48. Decliners led across the board. I'm just going to round it out to say about 2-1 over advancers, right? A little bit different on different indexes, but you get the idea. Basically, decliners led. And new highs, there weren't very many new highs, or mostly new lows, except on the NYSE, in the NYSE. It was it had new highs actually led, believe it or not. Apple shares up a dollar, not too much there, other than, you know, with the market whipsawing back and forth on a daily basis, we gap down at to the bottom and then we come back up. I mean, there's been money to make, $7-8 almost every day on Apple when it does this. So, you know, 100 shares, that's what, $700-800. While it works, you know, in other words, the other thing about the oil, talk a little bit about oil and gold prices. You know, with the problems in the Eurozone, it's also hitting the euro, which is actually leading to a stronger dollar. So I think that's one of the reasons we're seeing oil prices fall and gold prices fall, right? Things denominated in dollars, if the dollar strengthens, then those kinds of commodities will take fewer dollars if the dollar's worth more. Also, at least with oil, if there's worry about a U.S. recovery slowdown, then it could be that, hey, maybe we'll be using less energy. Although we are still growing, we're not having negative growth, right? We are growing, so I don't know how long oil will still stay down. We shall see. So the Federal Reserve, let me click there real quick to see if there's anything going on there. Poland raises their interest rates. I don't see too much. The Citi economist, William Butler, said the world central banks, the Federal Reserve, Bank of England, the European Central Bank, and the Bank of Japan, could and should do much more to stimulate the world economy, including helicopter money drops. He said that the Bank of England and the ECB should take interest rates all the way to zero. That more imaginative forms of quantitative and credit easing should be enacted and called for a combined money physical stimulus in all four regions. There you go. More stimulus. And I tell you what, I think it's coming. I do, especially with these numbers coming up. I just wonder how much the Fed's going to want to get involved ahead of the election, right? So whatever they do, I think they'll do it soon. Let's see, shares of Apple up a buck. So in my overall allocation, nothing new. Actually, I haven't done squat. I'm status quo. I have a lot of cash and a lot of low beta holding. So I haven't tried to play these whipsaw moves in the market every day. It got tempting today, but I wasn't around to do it. And I thought about it yesterday, but I just, you know, it's May and I just want to be a little bit more cautious. You know, to tell you the truth, we are in sell in May season. And even though some of the comments by Holbert, maybe the seasonal pattern doesn't work as well in an election year, I'm still going to err on the side of caution. I'm not going to go for the home run, not for the you know, the big roundhouse swing in the boxing ring. I'm going to go for more little, keep the jabs quick and tight, stick and move, right? So if I make a play, it'll probably be quick. And that's not my normal strategy. I normally do longer swing kind of trades, intermediate trades. I don't do too much day trading, but it's not out of the question, right? I do have a gambling streak in me. So anyways, companies in the news. Disney did well, right? Why? Well, Avengers was a blockbuster, right? The stock was up about 1.6% today. And thank goodness they acquired Marvel in 2009 and they got these comic book franchises. And they also have ESPN. I think ESPN's provides a big chunk of their revenue. But think about that going forward. How, if people cut the cable, right? If people go to a la carte programming, I mean, most folks are going to want ESPN. But some won't. Would it be a net decline, a net raise? I mean, heck, with a la carte programming, maybe more people would have cable and just pick and choose what they want. But maybe a la carte would cost more, for ESPN or something. I don't know. But anyways, I think ESPN's a big chunk of their earnings. I didn't look at their numbers, but it was up pretty good today, 1.6%. And this is one of those stocks that, gosh, if you have it in your portfolio, it just kind of makes you want to put the mouse ears on and go to Disneyland. I don't know. I don't own any right now, anyways. Merger talks. Metro PCS, ticker PCS, in merger talks with T-Mobile. Stock was up over 14% today. PSX, Phillips 66, said they're going to double their fuel exports. The stock currently trades at $33.29. So remember, recently, was it a couple weeks ago, they split from Conoco. Conoco dumped them off. And Conoco currently trades at $53.50. And I think pre-split, COP was the combined stock, Phillips and ConocoPhillips, I should say. I think the stock was around $75, right? Maybe a little bit less than that. Now the combined shares with PSX at $33.29 and Conoco at $53.50. I don't know what the spin-off ratio was, but right now, if it was one for one, which it probably wasn't, that'd be $86. But it probably wasn't, right? Probably some fraction thereof. But anyway, it's just interesting to note. PSX has actually been on a little bit of a tear the last few days. Macy's, ticker symbol M, was off 3.7%. Even though their profits jumped 38%, but maybe because their forward guidance was a little bit disappointing. They did raise it, but maybe they didn't raise it enough. Hey, did you see that Verizon and AT&T? They're talking about changing their fee structures. Because right now folks are complaining that, well, I got a cell phone, I got a data plan for that. I got an iPad, I got a data plan for that. Can't I have a shared data plan where I get so many bytes of data, gigabytes of data, and then I can use them across whatever device I have? Or even home, it'd be nice if they combine that with your home. Two, just lump it in, right? One bill. Anyways, though, they're talking about maybe combining that and having just one big bill. And so you wonder how that would affect companies, right? Would it lead to a lower bill for consumers? Now that they're sharing their data plans, they don't have multiple data plans? Or would it lead to more folks buying iPads with Verizon and AT&T Wi-Fi? Because now they could share their data and they would be able to use it. And would it lead to actually more revenue? Either or, right? Priceline reported after hours today, mixed earnings number. Stock was basically flat after hours. Actually, I think it was basically down a couple percent when I first looked at it. Cisco was also down a couple percent. Revenue growth flat. And I haven't listened. Probably could be more happening. It's early in the after hours, right? Hey, news flash. President Obama came out today saying he supports gay marriage. This is after Joe Biden said this weekend that he also supports gay marriage. He can get behind gay marriage, if you will. So there you go. It's going to be interesting to see if that weighs on the election. I don't think so. I think most people don't really care. The conservatives care, so maybe it'll get them more fired up about Mitt Romney. I don't know. But I don't think anybody else really cares. On this day in history, 1992, final episode of Golden Girls on NBC. Was that 20 years ago? Really? Wow. 1989, Vice President Dan Quayle says at the United Negro College Fund speech, "What a waste it is to lose one's mind," instead of "a mind is a terrible thing to waste." Do you miss Dan Quayle? 1987, actor Tom Cruise married Mimi Rogers. That didn't last long, did it? How'd that turn out for you, Tom? I hope him and Katie are happy. 1984, the White Sox and Brewers played a 25-inning game. It started on May 8th. As 25 innings lasted 8 hours 6 minutes, longest timed baseball game. 7-6 was the final score. White Sox over the Brewers. 1984. 1979. I remember this day. I remember about reading this in the U.S. News and World Report in a high school class. U.S. and USSR signed SALT II Treaty limiting nuclear weapons. With the news these days, this is kind of interesting, this day in history. 1960, U.S. is the first country to use the birth control pill legally. Why is that interesting? Because the birth control pill has been in the news lately as far as being covered in health plans, right? Should the government pay for your birth control? Well, back in 1960, it was legalized. In 1899, the lawn mower was patented. And soon after, that's how men spent their Saturdays and Sundays, mowing the lawn. Today's birthdays. Didn't see too much out there. Jake Long plays offensive tackle, offensive line for the Miami Dolphins in 1985. Prince Fielder was born in 1984. Aaron Harang of the Haranging Curveball for the Dodgers, born in 1978. Billy Joel, rock vocalist, piano man. You know, he's known for his ballads, but I actually like kind of his rock songs, right? We Didn't Start the Fire. Uptown Girl. He was born in 1949. Candace Bergen was born in 1946. You remember her from Murphy Brown. She was part of that election, right? I can't remember exactly with the Dan Quayle. Dan Quayle election. Was that 1992? Was that when that Candace Brown or Murphy Brown, Candace Bergen? I don't remember. Anyways. Hey, and a personal note. Man, it is so nice here in Sacramento. The weather's now in the upper 80s. The nights are getting warm. Nice to walk the dog. It's beautiful. Hey, you can subscribe in iTunes. Just look for MuckDog or at audioboo.fm/MuckDog. And also at the blog, themoneygoround.com. Hey, I hope you're having a great one. And the music in the background is from PodSafe Music at musicalley.com. This is The Idiot Show with Rob Skain. See ya.
Yes is no. Stop is go. Up is down. You chase your tail around. It's an idiot show. Idiot show. In is out. Whisper is a shout. Dark is light. I never got it right.